On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Health Minister is urging people to use their common sense as the country exits level 5 restrictions. The Northern Ireland Assembly has heard how a Strabane man who knew he was dying of COVID-19 left a stark message urging others not to underestimate the virus. There are calls for Donegal's county development plan to be varied in a bid to mitigate against any future bog slippages similar to that seen in recent weeks at the site of Meanbog Wind Farm near Barnesmore Gap. And two people have been taken to hospital following a crash between Letterkenny and Remelton earlier today. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Health Minister is urging people to use their common sense as the country exits level 5 restrictions. Shops, gyms, cinemas and hairdressers have all reopened today. Restaurants will reopen on Friday, but only a maximum of 6 people will be allowed at a table. Stephen Donnelly is urging people to limit their contacts with others.
The most important thing is common sense and people saying, you know, okay, I'm going to go out for dinner with my friends, or I'm going to go out for dinner with my mum or my dad. You know, I haven't seen them. I haven't been in their house for weeks. That's fine. But it's, you know, don't do it again the following night with a different 6. And, you know, the following night with a different 6.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has been urged to appoint a minister with direct responsibility for the rollout of COVID vaccines. Labour made the call as the Cabinet signed up to an advance purchase order for 875,000 doses of the vaccine from Moderna. In the Dáil, the Taoiseach has defended opening up the country today, saying he doesn't believe a zero COVID approach can work. Micheál Martin also stressed that people can only take so much when it comes to restrictions.
And so one always has this balance between severe restrictions and quality of life for people. And that's why, for example, and we made some modifications to level 3 by opening museums, galleries, where we felt the threat isn't great in those locations, so that people could, you know, visit the public library and so forth.
More than 1,000 people have now died of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. It's after another 15 deaths were reported today, with 8 taking place in the past 24 hours. Health Minister Robin Swan says the region has reached a sad milestone, which is a harsh reminder of the threat posed by the virus. Another 391 new cases of COVID-19 were also reported in the north today. Meanwhile, the Northern Ireland Assembly has heard how a Strabane man who knew he was dying of COVID-19 left a stark message urging others not to underestimate the virus. Frank Tracy passed away in the early hours of Saturday morning after contracting COVID-19. Last week, knowing what was ahead, he contacted Westrone MLA Daniel McCrossan, asking him to deliver his message. Last evening, Mr. McCrossan did so in the chamber at Stormont.
The journey that I've been through with the Tracy family in the last 10 days has brought this virus home hard. To hear a wife on the other end of a phone cry and plead, a daughter and 2 sons, that they would never see their father again as his condition worsened in Elton the Galvin Hospital. The nurses in that hospital on the early hours of Saturday morning held Frank's hand and sung to him to comfort him and calm him in the final minutes of his life. It came as a great comfort, Minister, to Frank's family to know that those nurses went the extra mile to support their father and a husband in the final hours of his life. Frank called me last Tuesday on the way to this assembly, knowing that his battle with the virus was coming to an end. And he had this to say: please get the message out there loud and clear. I have done everything, as have my family, to ensure that we followed the regulations and kept safe. He admitted that he couldn't beat the virus. A man that is very fit and healthy and able, energetic, loved life and loved his family. He asked the people take this seriously, that it could end a life very quickly. And in Frank's case, just over 1 week.
The Marine Minister, Charlie McConlogue, is expressing serious concern about the UK's demands on fisheries in the Brexit trade talks. It's proving to be one of the sticking points in the negotiations, which are continuing in London. The EU has offered to give back up to 18% of fish caught in British waters to help secure a deal. But that was rejected, and Minister McConlogue says the UK's demands are over the top.
In relation to access, first of all, to British waters, in relation to the fact that they're seeking within negotiations up to 80% of what the EU catches in their waters, that they want to take that back, which is very concerning. And likewise, in relation to the British position that they want annual renegotiations and discussions in relation to access, which obviously is something which would lead to very significant instability.
Two people have been taken to hospital following a crash between Letterkenny and Remelton earlier today. The collision involving a Jeep and a car occurred at around 12:35 p.m. at Athnagally Glebe, Remelton. The driver and front seat passenger of one of the cars were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital with minor physical injuries. Gardaí say no other injuries were reported. There are calls for Donegal's county development plan to be varied in a bid to mitigate against any future bog slippages similar to that seen in recent weeks at the site of Mean Bog Wind Farm near Barnesmore Gap. Concerns were raised over the impact the bog slippage would have on the local environment. A multi-agency investigation is ongoing into the incident, but Councillor Gary Doherty believes much more needs to be done.
I think the whole world has seen what happened at Mean Bog a couple of weeks ago, where the images went viral of full-grown trees sliding down the side of a hill, and obviously this had a huge ecological impact on the environment in the area, and there's an ongoing investigation happening, a multi-agency investigation between the two councils, the LOCS agency, the EPA and others. And since then we've obviously had letters issuing to residents in the area about further plans for wind farm development in the area. Concerningly, over the weekend, images were shared with me that appeared to show works continuing at the site despite assurances being given by the developer to all the statutory authorities that no work would be carried out until the investigations were ceased. And I think this brings into sharp focus, I think, the need to update the Donegal County Development Plan, because, look, 2 years ago, this council ceded to a judicial review by a developer and voted not to fight the developer's challenge to our development plan. And I'm saying now, look, we need to vary that development plan again so that local residents and everybody in the county can have assurances and surety and know that we won't be allowing wind farms such as this to be developed in areas where they're simply not suitable and where residents in the area don't want them.
230 pre-graded oyster bags have been stolen from Cadbury Quigley's Point, which Gardaí say has resulted in serious substantial loss for the injured party. The theft occurred on Thursday last between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also investigating a burglary at a storage unit on the Neil T. Blaney Road in Letterkenny. Forced entry was gained to the unit and substantial damage was caused between 6:40 p.m. on Wednesday last and 9 a.m. the following morning. Garda Niall Maguire is appealing to anyone with any information relating to both incidents to come forward.
Yeah, this was a storage unit that was broken into between the 25th of November, Wednesday, and Thursday, 26th of November. It's a storage unit at the back of Neil T. Blaney Road between the retail park and behind the units at TK Maxx and Boots. And there, there's a storage unit in the back and it was broken into. Nothing was taken, but quite a substantial amount of damage was caused, and would like to speak to anybody that maybe could help us with that. Anybody that has any CCTV or might have seen somebody at the back of the retail units, the guards in Letterkenny investigating at 074-9167-100. The next one then is theft of, it's quite a substantial monetary value of oysters in their bags that were harvested and taken from Cadbury Quigley's Point on Thursday the 26th of November between 10 a.m. and midday. There was over 230 pre-graded oyster bags, and it's, again, it's a substantial loss to the injured party. The bags were stolen from the shore area, which is a fairly remote area, I've led to believe, and we're appealing to anyone who may have heard or seen anything or knows where these bags of oysters are.
€129 million has been paid today to people who were due arrears under the pandemic unemployment payment. 286,000 people have received money they mightn't have been expecting. It's after the Department of Social Protection assessed 1.4 million applicants to see if they were due money. Minister Heather Humphrey says more people may be due arrears.
There are still a small number that the department is working on and that they are contacting directly. And most of it relates to missing information. And obviously, we have to have all of the information before we can make the payment. But I think what's important today is that there's 129 million going into the economy.
Meanwhile, there's been a slight drop in the number of people in receipt of the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal. As of today, 12,440 people are receiving the payment, down from 12,444 the previous week. 145 people in Donegal closed their PUP claim this week. A meeting will be held between members of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District and government officials on Thursday to discuss the signing of a contract which will see the development of a direct provision centre in Letterkenny. Up to 350 asylum seekers will be housed in former student accommodation on the Port Road in February. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Donal Coyne, is welcoming confirmation of the meeting.
That's something that I called for. I'm delighted to be able to announce that a meeting to brief the members on the new accommodation centre in Letterkenny for families seeking international protection will take place on Thursday at 12 noon. There will be officials from the department, Shane O'Connor, Principal Officer from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, and Claire Guilfoy will attend in person with George and Claire and Sally O'Moore, the contract section, joining the meeting online. I'm glad that members will get an opportunity to put the many questions and concerns that they have to those officials on Thursday.
And indeed, you previously expressed your disappointment over the secrecy around this development. So, as you say, it will hopefully provide some answers for yourselves as well as the wider community.
That's it. You know, as I did say previously, you know, the one thing that secrecy does is, you know, secrecy breeds suspicion. And at least the members will now get an opportunity to be briefed on what is happening, how it has come about, and, you know, what are the supports that are going to be put in place for these people who will be coming.
Sport on Highland brought to you by MichaelMurphySports.ie. Now stocking the official GAA Donegal snood and face masks.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland's final European Championship qualifier is underway. Vera Pauw's side are up against Germany, likely needing a win to secure a playoff spot. If they don't win, Ireland need to better Ukraine's result at home to Montenegro. The game in Kiev has also just kicked off. After about 5 or 6 minutes in the Ireland-Germany game, it's still scoreless. Elsewhere in those women's championships, Northern Ireland's women will secure themselves a Euro 2022 playoff spot with victory against the Faroe Islands later. Anything less than a win could allow Wales to steal second place in Group C there at home to Belarus. Meanwhile, Scotland, they still have 3 qualification fixtures remaining. They go on to their game with Finland needing a victory to close the 4-point gap to their opponents who top the group. Elsewhere in soccer, the Premier League fixture between Aston Villa and Newcastle on Friday has been postponed because of a rise in coronavirus cases at the North East club. Several Newcastle players are self-isolating after returning positive COVID-19 results in recent days. The club's training centre has also been temporarily closed down. It's the first top flight game to have been cancelled since the resumption of last season amidst the pandemic. On the pitch tonight, Liverpool, they could secure a place in the last 16 of the Champions League. Jurgen Klopp's side need to avoid defeat at home to Ajax. Manchester City have their knockout place already in the bag, going into their game away to Porto. In Championship news, former England captain John Terry is understood to be the front runner for the Derby manager's job. Wayne Rooney has been placed in caretaker charge of the Championship's bottom side following the sacking of Philip Cocu. And Derby, they're in action tonight in the Championship. They're at home to Coventry. In second place, Bournemouth, they can move to top tonight if they draw or win at home to Preston. Those are 2 of the 6 games that are down for decision in the Championship this evening. In the Irish Premiership this evening, there's 1 game down for decision. It's Ballymena up against Carrick Rangers. Finn Harps Academy, they have appointed two new head coaches. They're delighted to welcome Daniel Nolan and Eamon Curry to the club. Daniel Nolan will be taking over the under-17s National League squad, while Eamon Curry will lead the under-15s National League squad. Daniel Nolan holds a UEFA licence and was previously involved with the academy setup, and Eamon Curry also has a UEFA licence. He comes to the club after a successful campaign with Strabane Athletic. Head of the academy, Kevin McHugh, is excited to welcome the two new coaches to the club. Moving on to rugby, and Ireland captain Johnny Sexton has denied Ireland have regressed under Andy Farrell. The out half set to return for Saturday's game with Scotland, having missed the last two matches because of a hamstring injury. Billy Burns is out of the Autumn Nations Cup closer with a groin injury. Sexton admitted Ireland weren't good enough in the second half against Georgia, but is adamant that they are making progress. In motorsport, Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton says he's devastated he won't be able to race this weekend after testing positive for coronavirus. The Mercedes driver will miss this weekend's Sakhir Grand Prix in Bahrain as he's entered a 10-day period of isolation. Hamilton has urged the public to be careful given that he caught COVID-19 despite Formula One's strict precautions. Finally, for this evening in snooker, it's the UK Championship third round. Currently at the moment in action, Joe Perry is up against Joe O'Connor. O'Connor's leading 5-4. That's the first to six. And Mark Selby, he's 5-2 up on Hossein Vafail. That's also in the third round. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Jamie Jones takes on Alexander Ursenbagger. Steve Maguire's up against Pang Jungji. And Mark Williams, he takes on Ricky Walden. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Sinn Féin has described the British government's refusal to have a public inquiry into the murder of Pat Finucane as ludicrous. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has also said he's disappointed and annoyed by the move from Boris Johnson's government. Belfast solicitor Pat Finucane was shot dead at his family home in February 1989 by the Ulster Defence Association. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says the Finucanes deserve answers.
The Finucane family have rightly described the decision as astonishing, arrogant and cruel. Instead of granting a public inquiry, the British Secretary of State proposes to leave the case in the hands of the PSNI and the Police Ombudsman. This ludicrous proposal flies in the face of the British Supreme Court ruling of 2019.
With easing of government restrictions from today, Donegal County Council is encouraging shoppers across Donegal to shop local as part of a new Buy Donegal December campaign. The campaign will see the continuation of Buy Donegal website as well as media campaigns highlighting different towns across the county. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Building on the success of the Buy Donegal weekend in early November, Donegal County Council has now initiated a new December campaign that will see the council working with towns and media partners right across the county to encourage consumers to shop local and buy Donegal. The campaign will highlight the range of retail and hospitality offerings available across the county, allowing people to shop safely in the run-up to what's normally the busiest time of the year for many shops and businesses. The Buy Donegal December campaign coincides with the reopening of businesses right across Donegal, and each week the campaign will focus on different towns in the county, supported by a strong marketing effort with radio, press and digital features. Businesses who wish to participate can still register for inclusion in the campaign on the buydonegal.ie website.
Tourism Ireland says it is cautiously optimistic about tourists returning here in 2021, but the rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine will be absolutely key. The group's CEO believes a successful vaccination programme could prove to be a turning point for inbound tourism. Its latest international research shows most people are aiming to take their next holiday by the end of 2021. Mark Henry, Central Marketing Director with Tourism Ireland, says they'll be hoping to attract millions of tourists throughout the year.
The expectation is that, and again from our own thinking, we can get active out in the marketplace from St. Patrick's Day, that we create demand, begin to win business over the summer. Obviously, it'll depend on what access routes are available, all that sort of thing. But their sense is that for the island of Ireland, you might be talking about by the end of the year achieving half the sort of visitor numbers next year that we might have had last year. So that sort of thing. But with a fairly steep recovery thereafter as more and more people get vaccinated.
Temperatures will plummet in the next couple of days as the country is gripped by a cold spell. Met Aaron is predicting severe frosts and wintry showers. It has issued a weather advisory from 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon until Friday night. Cathal Nolan is from the Ireland Weather Channel. He says there won't be widespread snowfall.
I don't expect there to be widespread snowfalls across the country. Really, I think the highest risk is above around about 250 to 300 metres. So certainly some of the more upland areas of parts of the northwest, west and southwest, they'll be the areas which experience the highest risk. Maybe later on in the week that might transfer into parts of the Dublin and Wicklow mountains. But at the moment, it certainly looks like the northwest, west and southwest, but predominantly over high ground.
And for today's weather, staying cloudy and mostly dry for the rest of the day with a few mist and drizzle patches in light westerly winds. Lowest temperatures tonight of 4 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Health Minister is urging people to use their common sense as the country exits level 5 restrictions. Shops, gyms, cinemas and hairdressers have all reopened today and restaurants will reopen on Friday, but only a maximum of 6 people will be allowed at a table. The Northern Ireland Assembly has heard how a Strabane man who knew he was dying of COVID-19 left a stark message urging others not to underestimate the virus. Brian Tracy passed away in the early hours of Saturday morning after contracting COVID-19. The Marine Minister Charlie McConnogue is expressing serious concern about the UK's demands on fisheries in the Brexit trade talks. It's proving to be one of the sticking points in negotiations which are continuing in London. And there are calls for Donegal's county development plan to be varied in a bid to mitigate against any future bog slippages similar to that seen in recent weeks at the site of Mean Bog Wind Farm near Barnesmore Gap. A multi-agency investigation is ongoing into the incident. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, December the 1st. The death has taken place of Aki Alex Peoples at Town Park's convoy. Aki's remains will repose at his daughter Deirdre and son-in-law Gerard McGarrigle's residence at Listillion, Letterkenny. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church convoy for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards to the Old Cemetery convoy. Family flyers only, please, in compliance with current government and HSE guidelines. Wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Colin McLaughlin, Linsfort Buncrana. Removal from Porter's funeral home, Mina Gorey Buncrana, tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 to arrive at the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, at 2 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to Desert Tegney Parish Office. The death has taken place of Esther Sheridan Craig Rathmullen. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. Funeral mass can be viewed on MCN Media/ St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has taken place of George Morrow, formerly of Forecourt, Milford. Funeral service in Milford Presbyterian Church at 12 noon tomorrow, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flyers only, please. Due to HSE and government restrictions, the funeral service and burial will be private to family only. And the death has taken place of Delma Doherty, Nae McCrae, 6 Melvin View, Strabane and formerly of Main Street, Sia Mills. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam.